Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Welcome to the Patrice Bradley Show. We're helping others is the name of the game. And on this show, we push purpose, positivity, and personal growth. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Ms. Bobby Jean Robinson, a mother who's going to be sharing her inspiring story of grief, loss, and rediscovering hope. Honey, get your tissue, call your friend. This is a show you don't want to miss. She's going to be sharing stuff with us in reference to mental health, substance use, and how she was able to find her way out of one of the darkest periods of her life. Oh my gosh. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello, hello. I'm so excited to be on here. You have no clue.
So I want to share your story. I know with your story is truly based around your daughter, Carrie. Tell me about Carrie.
Oh, Carrie. Carrie was so loving. Like, she was such a big heart in this community. She helped with everything. She had such a caring heart. She helped me at the office. She helped her sister, who's pregnant right now. She helped me with her little sister through school and everything. She has been my rock. That little girl has been my rock. And this losing her is a life-changing experience, because I know there's other mothers out there who's lost their babies. And Carrie was 20, so this is very hard on me. So I can imagine, and I can relate, and I'm keeping my spirits good and having faith.
And as you talk about this, I want to kind of take us back a little bit, because you talk about Carrie being this beautiful soul. And I'm so honored that you're sharing her story and also meaning your story with us. Take us back to how this all started. Here you are, you all were going on a family trip.
Yeah, we just was going down to my parents' house, and we was going down there, and I was drinking, and I was having a great time. I never drink, so I thought, you know, my kids know I never drink, and when mom drinks, she's funny, you know. But on this particular day, it was different, you know. I was having a great time. My mom was there. She was having a great time. She wasn't drinking. But she just likes me being around. The whole family does. And we went up to go see my dad, but he's having beers too. And all of a sudden he swings on my husband. And then we're like, oh, you know, that's uncalled for. So we left. And
so I'm going to jump in for a second. Your father is drinking, but he swings or takes a swing at your husband. Had there been some blood, a bad blood between them before?
Well, my dad thinks he knows best what's best for me, you know, and he gets discouraged at my husband for certain things. And it's just like, Dad, he doesn't put his hands on me. He's a great guy. You know, you need to stop. You know, then now he feels bad. He's like, well, do you love him? I'm saying, yes, of course I love him. And so he feels bad now, but it's just all in the alcohol. It's just, alcohol totally changes the person you are, you know? It really does.
And so this starts off with a little family disagreement, what I call a moment of intense fellowship. Yeah. And in this point, you get here, it gets tense. What happens after your father tries to take a swing at your husband? Take us from that point. Pick us up from there.
Well, then it goes from having fun to having to leave, you know, and it's like, well, that's a bummer. We was having a great time, you know. So we left to come back home. And my husband, he left, and I felt terrible. And I was just like, this ain't right. So we all came back home and everything. Well, my daughter got these new clothes that she wanted to wear out. This new top and these shoes. So she wanted to wear it out. She put that on, actually, that night, and she left here. I wasn't thinking anything of it. But when she called, when I texted her and told her not to drive, if she's drinking, don't drive. And when she called me back, I should have heard it in her voice. I should have heard it in her voice. You know, I felt like she was goofing off, and I did not take it seriously. Like I didn't take it. I didn't think anything of it. And that's where I feel guilt. Like I should have told her, get your butt home right now. You know, it just, I should have known it. I should have known it. And I knew that she has tendencies to drink. I knew she was having mental health problems, and I knew she was drinking a much more than, I never seen her like drinking, never bought her liquor or anything like that. But that, you know, I'm believing maybe her other in-laws or, you know, siblings or whatnot do. I just felt like I should have been more aware.
So you talked about something so powerful. You said you still kind of hold the guilt, and you felt that you were more aware. But you and her had a really good relationship. And a week before this incident happened, you and her were on the way out for coffee, and she said something to you. Talk to me about that.
What is that now?
A week before this happened, you and her went out for coffee. What did she say to you on this particular coffee trip?
On that particular day, we was coming back, and she said to me, she said, "Mom, I'm going to die in a car accident." And I was like, "Carrie, you don't talk like that." And she says, "Well, I am." And I was like, "Well, if you do, I'll have one heck of a guardian angel," not even thinking at anything of it. It's just, she's just a comical little girl. You know, she's so funny. Mm-hmm. It's just like, she's the light of everything. And then this happens. It was so unreal. It's just like, it is so unreal. But I got it. I can't imagine. It's a shock. It is a shock of my life.
So she made this statement to you. You kind of just thought, you know, because like you said, you and her joke a lot. Y'all have that kind of relationship. Well, you joke a lot. So it wasn't really any that came to your mind. And then take me to that night. So that she's night. Going out. She has on this cute top, these really great shoes. What else did you discover after that?
She has $300 shoes on. And she had her new top on and her new jeans and her $300 shoes. And she was so excited to go out. Mm-hmm. Her shoes.
And when she went out, I assume there was an accident at a point. Talk to me about how you found out about the accident.
I found out about the accident at 5:04 in the morning. I got a phone call saying that my daughter was in an accident out on Bedford Road. And I got off the phone, and I just head towards Bedford Road. And I called the sheriff's department, and they told me they was coming to me. And I thought they were just bringing my daughter home. My daughters, I thought two of them was in there. When they came and told me, one of the sheriffs I knew, she was a friend of the family, and she told me, and it was horrible for her to tell me, the look in her eye. And that moment, it was like a TV experience. It really happens. You hit the ground, you yell, you scream. You scream like you never screamed before. And it doesn't hit you. You don't feel it. It's like, it's not real. It's not real. Then I race down to the place. I see her, and I see her covered. I see the building, and it is unbelievable. And I thought, how did she get like through that building? Mm-hmm. With the medical examiner and mm-hmm. the sheriff, who I knew the look in their eyes, and I believe they would have let me seen her, but they told me they didn't want me to, and I respected their decision. And I just knew, and I'm glad I listened to them. I'm glad, because I've seen enough pictures with her in the vehicle inside, and it was hard.
So you talk about this. She runs off the road and she runs into this building. What was this building?
It was a residence. It was a two-story residence. It was the downstairs. She went through center blocks, mm-hmm. and she went through three yards, almost 2 football fields straight. No brake marks, no nothing. It was unbelievable. I think something happened. I haven't got back the autopsy yet, but it's just crazy. No brake marks, no nothing through 3 fields. So you never get answers. You just got to have faith, you know, and you just got to have faith.
So after this process, and I know that your hometown, and I'm going to ask you to share your hometown's name with us if you don't mind. They showed out with support. So let's shout out your hometown real quick. Tell us your hometown's name.
Oh, Cumberland, Maryland.
Cumberland, yeah. Maryland, we shout you out for being supportive of one of your own. I mean, it was just amazing. As you spoke about how they just outpoured and shared, and how when you did the, I believe it was a GoFundMe page,
yeah,
that they just poured and poured for this young lady. That's a testament of,
I mean, overpoured. It was crazy. Within 4 days, I couldn't even get on there. My sister-in-law, who did the GoFundMe account, she said, she asked me if she could do it. I didn't know anything about it. I said, go ahead and do it. That was the day I see my daughter down at the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you'll need it. I didn't notice how much I would, but she asked me to get on Facebook to share it. That was hard enough. Wow. So then people called me and said, did you know how much money your daughter raised? No, I don't. You know, it's hard to get on there. But mm-hmm. after looking at it, and they was coming up with $8,000. They raised $8,500. And
wow.
I was like, wow. So when I got, the whole funeral was about 6,000. I shared it on Facebook so they knew. My brother kept all receipts, God bless him. And the rest, the check that I got back, 1,500 and something like that, I gave mm-hmm. it to my daughter so she could, you know, get it, you know, help her, because everything reminded her of her sister, and she mm-hmm. needed a new living room suit and everything to help her. And she lost out on work and stuff.
So tell me some of the things you're doing to, I have a two-fold question. Let me start with the first one. In your healing process, what were some of the things that you did to help in your healing? Because I hear you speak as a woman of God, and you said earlier, keeping the faith. What did you do?
Yes, yes. I believe that, gosh, it's hard to say, but I believe if I keep just doing good and helping others how she did, she's always with me. She's always with me, and she knows I'm going to do big things. And she just knows, like, this isn't the end. And she's always with me every day. I got her dog. She left me with a dog. So it's just, I'm going to do other things to give back to the community. I want to give back as much as possible. I even think about the people out there to let me do the memorial, you know, give something to them. I mean, guys, anything. I'm going to make t-shirts, everything, anything to give back. I appreciate so much everyone's done for me.
What I love about
the blessing.
Your story of your healing process, you talked about keeping that faith, giving back.
I didn't grab tissues.
What I love about this is that you talk about your story, even in the midst of tears, even in the midst of the moments, you talked about keeping that faith, you talked about giving back. But what really stands out to me is that you gave yourself permission to grieve. And so many people don't understand that you need to grieve. And that grief looks different from everyone.
Yes, you got to talk about your loved one. You got to keep that memory. You got to keep their name alive. Talk about them. Grieve. Yes. You do need to grieve. You do. You need to talk about them. You need to. Don't let anybody tell you how to grieve. You grieve the way you want to grieve. And you don't want to hear it was meant to be, you know, and they're in a better place. Sometimes parents want to hear it's just not fair. You know, it's not fair. It's not fair, but don't give up faith. You know, we don't know the answers, but it's not fair, but something's coming out of it. And for me, I'm keeping the family close. I'm doing more, and I'm going to keep her name alive, you know?
That's beautiful. What would be your last words to share with other parents? Because your story is powerful. It really is powerful and impactful, because as you shared this, and I'm so honored that you used me and this platform to even come and share this with us, because so many people are affected by this daily, but not everybody gets a chance to get on the mic and share that experience. What are those last words that you would share with the parent?
Don't let anyone tell you how to grieve. Don't let anyone tell you. You do what you want to do. You want to talk about your kids all the time. You want to be around that person who lets you talk about them. You don't let anyone try to not let you talk about them. You do whatever you want to in honor. Every birthday, have them a party, do a celebration in their name. Always keep their name alive, and don't think you can't. And there is other people like me to reach out to help, to talk, anything, but just don't let anyone tell you how to grieve, or they're in a better place. They're in a better place. They was in a better place here, but things happen, and it's not fair. It's not fair, but don't give up faith. Don't.
In the midst of your sharing, you've given me just so much, because I think for so many people, this experience will go down in history. That feeling of hearing a mother talk about this experience and really walking it out and keeping the faith in the process. So I thank you. I honor you for taking the time today to come and share with me. And you know what? I don't want this conversation to end. I want y'all to jump in the comments. I want y'all to share this podcast with somebody. I want y'all to give somebody else this hope. This is what I want us to do. I want us to give this hope to someone else, because somebody else needs to know that it's going to be okay at the end. Somebody else needs to know that you can move past these moments that are tough. So I thank you so much for coming. And you know, y'all, I thank y'all for tuning in to the Patrice Brantley Show, where helping others is the name of the game, and where we push purpose, positivity, and personal growth.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.